Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Comic-Con Stars here in the heat of July. We're live on Boardwalk in Myrtle Beach. This is Dr. John, just coming off of the Jacksonville, North Carolina Comic-Con, where we had a great time, starring Papa Stro, the maestro of wrestling. We'll talk about that a little bit tonight and a few other things. At 9:30, Ronald Rossman is going to join us because this Sunday is a big and special event for Dusk, the series fan. So we'll be talking about that. Papa Stro, the maestro of wrestling, good evening. How are you, sir?
Doing great. We missed you on Retro the other night on the podcast.
I had no signal.
We got a little worried about
power.
It there.
I am sorry about that one.
Mm.
I looked down and power, no signal. Lord.
Oh my goodness.
But anyway.
Oh, by the way,
I know.
By the way, we just so you know, we made the globe for Jacksonville Comic Con. There's
oh,
we know that.
Yeah, the reporter came. Yeah, and. We do really appreciate that the fellow from the Globe came, and I'm glad that he did that. So what I will do is I will be linking that all over. I'll put a link from Comic Con Stars tomorrow on Facebook, and that's great. We had a great time, and thank you for being a wonderful, wonderful star and making everybody feel at home. And it was a lot of fun. I've got to say that is the most fun I've ever had at a Comic Con. It was just everybody seemed to be happy. We had a great crowd. Even Dorothy was happy.
Oh, yeah, she was, very much so. And I also want to personally thank everybody that pitched in and helped out, from the advertising to plugging the event to being there at the event, whether they were a vendor, whether they were a guest, whether just coming to assist and enjoy the con with their family. Thank you all involved for making it happen, being part of something really great there in Jacksonville.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much for saying that. And we will see everybody November the 17th, Saturday. Jacksonville Comic-Con will be back, and it's going to be a lot more fun. So we look forward to that. So thanks, and glad you're doing well. And thank you for mentioning that about the Globe. That's really important, because that newspaper serves the Marine community. And the entire military community in Jacksonville, which those folks keep us safe. Those folks are very, very important to us, and we thank them for everything they do, their sacrifices that they have made, and the fact that they're there for us 24/7. So that's just wonderful. Is the one and only Dave Atwell with us? Did I see you show up? David Atwell? Well, I guess he may be on mute. I don't think he is, but we'll catch him as we go around. Todd, how are you doing tonight?
Outstanding, the supernatural, gentlemen, and happy to be here as always. I hope everybody's doing half as well as I am, at least half as well. They'll be doing great if it's the case.
Yeah, well, I think we're all doing pretty well. We're all glad to be here. Yeah. Absolutely. How's everything in Indiana in our Comic-Con Stars outpost?
It's not doing too shabby. I did manage to scope out a couple comic book shops nearby and start trying to view a few more things and see what's going on around here. Our northwest, as far as our region goes, outpost, is I'm making inroads. Finding people, and we'll see what we can come up with in time.
All right. Well, that's great. We're glad you're here. Is that Dave Atwell?
Yeah. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yeah, now we can.
We can hear you now.
How are you doing, sir? I had to step in that one square foot of the whole building that would actually give me a decent signal. I'm doing better than excellent. I'm over here at work still, so I'll be popping in and out until I get out to a more peaceful spot and not interrupt the show with all the background noise. But, man, I am doing great. Adding to what Stro and you, Dr. John, had mentioned, I do have said publication in my hand, the Globe, and they gave us a full-page layout for the con, which was excellent. A lot of great pictures, a lot of just a well-written, nicely put section in there about, you know, what was going on in the show and what it brought to Jacksonville. And I'm going to tell you, with any luck at all, that'll be a nice way to launch the November 17th show. So big thanks to the Globe. Really appreciate the support, because it's that kind of stuff right there that's a huge help. But as for the Jacksonville Comic Con, on to what Dr. John was saying, I mean, harmonious, fun, good times. Everybody was successful. I mean, for all the gripes that go on at a normal Comic Con behind the scenes about, well, I don't want to sit here and, you know, I don't have enough chairs, or, you know, hey, I can't get Wi-Fi on this side, and all that blah that goes on behind the scenes. Everybody was just coming in, locking arms, and knocking it out. So, and a big tip of the hat to Dr. John for throwing a bash. I mean, that young man right there, I think he slept about 15 minutes for the entire weekend. And he was so out of whack, he left Stroh hanging at the waffle shop. When Dr. John misses a date at the waffle shop, Armageddon is upon us. So, yeah.
That's what we do, what we know as improvised, Dave. So I was prepared for Plan B just in case.
Yeah. Oh, so you eat twice as many waffles, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, yeah, fantastic show. Had a blast. And on a personal end, I tell you, it really galvanized my thing, because, you know, what with all I've gone through in the writing business, it really had me down in the dumps. And after doing this show, the amount of people who was showing support and everything, I tell you, it just kind of the Rocky music's playing in my head right now. So it's time to get back at it and, you know, quit worrying about the bruising and get back in the ring. You know what I mean? So, yeah, excellent show, excellent weekend. Dale took the news well that we were going to throw a show on our 20th wedding anniversary. So I got out of the weeds on that too. So.
Oh, my.
Good planning on that one, gentlemen.
Yes, I forgot about that one. Oh, my goodness. Yep, she's a wonderful gal. I'll tell you that, Dave. Put up with that one.
Yeah,
Aldo, why don't you
quite a bit.
There we go. You can have a panel on people and wedding anniversaries and Comic Cons.
Yeah, how to not screw up 23 years worth of marriage. Or 23 years worth of relationship over one Comic Con. That's the panel today, kids. As a matter of fact, not far from me. Let's see. Josh. Hang on a sec. Josh.
Oh, there we go. A resident artist, Sam.
Josh Pierre is right here. Josh. Did you all hear that? That was Josh Mayer's wonderful artist, who was also at the Jacksonville Comic Con. He's over here working with me tonight. So, yeah, he was very successful, too. He sold art that he wasn't even done with at that show. So, yeah, fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I saw his show prep sketch sold off.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, the stuff. He took a Pennywise sketch. And you know how we always set up a bowl of candy on our tables? Well, he took an easel and set the sketch up there and took a sticky note and put, hey, you want some candy on there. I think it sat up for about maybe 20 minutes. Somebody bought it. So I walked back by and looked at the candy. I said, what happened to Pennywise, dude? He was bringing this, you know, bringing the piece. I said, hey, man, I sold it. So hats off. It's And again, we talk about shared success all the time. It looked like everybody was hitting on all cylinders. And that's what it's all about, guys.
You should totally do that for November. Have a panel with Dale. And yeah, even call it, give it a catchy name called, like, the writer's wife or something. Like, talk about what
to deal
like
with.
Married,
yeah.
To, right? Yeah.
Comic Con wives panel.
Oh,
Well, think about it. We got to go unisex because I'm thinking Jeff Lassie would be a great panelist.
Oh, Jeff Lassie would knock the doors over.
Because I'm telling you, I mean, he supports Chrissy.
And title it so I married a writer, and like have two spouses.
Oh,
the writer,
gentlemen,
like,
this
you know
is brainstorming at its best right here.
Absolutely. So I married a Comic Con star. The panel and what you got to deal with the steady alcoholism, the foul language, the sporadic sleep, the shows on anniversaries and birthdays. There's a lot to be hashed out, to be certain.
That could be a reality.
That really could, Rob. Well,
Yuki, Todd's wife's gone through it as many times as Todd's been helping us out on cons, and Yuki steps in every half hour. Are you ready yet?
You're right. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, God, that Wilmington con, that time when it was completely unplanned sitting there on the door. Oh, lords. It was a blast. I learned we drive separate at that point on.
Mm-hmm.
Lesson
That's
learned,
right.
Note to self, drive separate.
Absolutely.
Right now, I will say this because that'll be great. We might even try to do something like that at Cape Fear Comic Con, which I wanted to mention. In fact, I've got three cons I want to talk about real quickly so that we all know what's going on. On July the 21st and 22nd, second annual Steampunk Mid-Atlantic, Raleigh, North Carolina. We're going to have Stephen Chapman, the great steampunker, who is going to run the splendid teapot racing for us. We'll have Brett King, who's a great maker. We'll have Alex Baker, who's another up-and-coming maker. Most importantly tonight, we will have the theme of the second annual Steampunk Mid-Atlantic is horror. Now, our poster, in case you haven't seen it, has Patricia and Gomez Adams.
Right up my alley.
So I was getting ready to say the other very special guest that we have is on the call with us right now, Papa Stro. Is Dorothy going to be all ready to be at Steampunk Mid-Atlantic and show her horror side?
Oh, she's psyched. She's ready. She's all in, as they say.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Well, now, Papa Stro, I don't know if you've seen the posts, but about every other one, I say tell your friends, because your favorite story always comes to mind when I want to tell everybody about something. We want to tell every, like Matt Mann wanted to, you know. So, I was going to ask you if sometime in the next day or so, if you could do a promo for us, and I'd like to put that up there. On the Steampunk Mid-Atlantic Facebook page, we've talked about Steven, we've talked about Brett, and now we have got to talk about the crowning glory of Steampunk Mid-Atlantic, the horror show, and with Dorothy and Papa Stro. So I'll discuss you, and we look forward to having that and blowing that out to a couple thousand people. So I think Steampunk Mid-Atlantic is going to be fun. We picked horror because, first of all, that's an integral part of the steampunk world. In fact, horror began. Oh, in fact, we've got a great idea that's just popped in the old head. This year is the 200th anniversary of Frankenstein, the publication of Frankenstein by Mary Shelley, which started the entire steampunk movement. And we're going to have a birthday cake and tea to celebrate that. We're going to have a poster coming out on the Facebook page here in a couple of days. I don't know anybody better to cut the cake and cut the first piece. Papa Stro, do you think you and Dorothy could do that for us?
That'd be great if I can keep Dorothy off the cake itself. She's a big sweet tooth. I mean, she sees the icing. I mean, look out.
Okay.
You know how kids are.
Well,
and their sugar.
That's exactly right. Papa Stro, you confer with Dorothy because we'd love to have the two of you cut that first piece of cake and cut as much as you want because we want to celebrate Mary Shelley, in honor of her, in honor of John Aston, Carolyn Jones, Raul Julia,
hey,
oh my goodness.
Does this count Young Frankenstein at all?
Well, yeah,
oh,
we have
that's
really all this. And Angelica Houston, I'm sorry, the four great actors and actresses who played Gomez and Morticia Adams. We will also have Anthony Dowling of Eno River Media there selling Venus flytraps. I mean, how much more natural could it be with Gomez and Morticia on the poster than to have Venus flytraps? So he will be there selling Venus flytraps.
Having Frankenstein sing Putting on the Ritz.
All right, Papa Joe, I don't know if we can make that happen, but I know that
put
we can make Mary Shelley's birthday cake happen.
Yep.
So anyway, that'll be a lot of fun. Then, of course, we've got the Grand Cape Fear Comic Con, August the 25th at the Coastline Center. And as soon as we have that con, Coastline Center goes down for rehab, maintenance, and renewal, and we will be back there 2019 for the Cape Fear Comic Con in a brand spanking new facility, and it's going to be wonderful. So we're excited about that. Of course, that one absolutely stars Papa Stroh and Dave Atwell and the Comic Con stars. And Todd, if you can get there for any of these, we want you there. The last one that I want to remind everybody about is, of course, Jacksonville. November the 17th. So we've got three big cons coming up right around here that people can have fun at. They can see Papa Stroh. They can see Dave at a couple of them. Hopefully they can see Todd. They can watch me run around. And Dorothy will be there having fun with them. So it's going to be a blast. I mean, the Comic-Con stars are live and well and roaming about. Now, the only problem that we have, and it was very unfortunate with the scheduling, is that the Cape Fear Comic-Con is opposite Soda City in Columbia, South Carolina. We will be missing some of our friends who live near the Columbia area and need to support the Soda City Comic Con, but that's okay. We'll all have a good time, and we'll be back next year, I'm sure, with Cape Fear Comic Con. It'll be a lot of fun, starring Papa Stroh and the Comic Con stars and whoever else we decide to bring in. I know Chrissy Leslie's always very good about coming, and she always has a good Cape Fear. We like to see her there. And hopefully some of our friends in Florence can get up there. We'd love to see Dale Poston, who now has Intergalactic Comics. He's there on Palmetto Street in Florence, one of our great friends, and he's certainly doing very well there. And we look forward to having all of our friends there at Cape Fear Comic Con, of course, Steampunk Mid-Atlantic, and the Jacksonville Comic Con. And my final announcement about the Comic Cons is that next week we will have the Steampunk Mid-Atlantic preview, which will, as of right now, scheduled are Stephen Chapman and Alex Baker. So we should have a lot of fun talking about steampunk and Stephen's travels all over the world. That's just going to be a blast. So I guess what I'd like to do is I would like to ask each one of you a question. As we're waiting, Ronald Rossman is our special guest tonight. He will be on about 9:30. He's doing a table read for Papa Stroh. What's he doing a table read for? Tell us what's coming up.
Your guess is as good as mine, unless it's the it's something to do with the final season finale of the Dust series. So that's
it must.
I didn't know it was a guest until you told me.
I'm sorry. What's terrible is when you're talking to Ron, and then I say, and by the way, you're going to be on the show, right? And then I called him in a panic tonight and said, Ron, did you remember? Oh yeah, John, but I have a table read. But yes, absolutely. He will be here at about 9:30-ish, and to talk about Dusk, and we're going to be so happy to have him. I guess what I'm going to ask Papa Stroh, and I'm going to ask Dave what was the best memory you had of the Comic Con this year? And Todd, we'd like to ask you your favorite memory from Jacksonville or Cape Fear or any of the ones from last year, and what you'd like to see us do coming up, because we've got, as I said, we got Cape Fear coming up, we got Jacksonville's coming back up. That's always a good thing to see. Oh, one other thing that I did want to tell everybody, I have been asked to do a paranormal talk at the escape room in Jacksonville. And the reason I'm mentioning
it
tonight is I have two Comic-Con Stars friends I would like to bring with me. The date has not been set, so I will let Papa Stro and Dave know the date. I would like for you to be there with me. I can use Dorothy for great support, and then you two guys as well. So, yep, I will let you know.
Can you help me
escape?
In the escape room, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one thing that because I talked to them and I said, well, if I bring the Comic-Con Stars, will you let us go through the horror escape room? And he said, absolutely. So, Papa Stro, we might have to ask you to break out your Facebook Live as we're stuck in a room somewhere.
Oh, Lord.
Dorothy can play cards with the monsters. She'll play in cards, so she can play poker and, like, Texas Hold'em with all the monsters from the escape room. It'd be great.
Monster. Yeah. That will be fun, and I'll also bring them I'll bring them a Venus flytrap. I'll bring them a steampunk Mid Atlantic poster. We'll horror the thing up, so it'll be a lot of fun. So anyway, I will let Dave and Papa Stro know when that will be, and make sure that we can coordinate everyone's schedule. I wouldn't go in there without my Comic-Con Stars buddies. Wouldn't do it. So. It'll be great. So I'm going to start with Dave. Dave, what was your best single memory as we're on the countdown for Ronald Rossman here in about 9 minutes? So, Dave, what was your favorite memory this past weekend?
Oh, man. It's just the togetherness, the success. I mean, of course, Chrissy Leslie, she could sell books out of a culvert. That lady just got more talent. And her husband, Jeff, this guy could sell snake. He could sell mittens to a snake. But, you know, they were sitting to the right of me. I had Josh sitting to the left of me. I had Stro across the way from me. And every time I turned my head, everybody was tasting success. Everything was falling into place. You know, Stro was in character, taking pictures with everybody. Between Chrissy, Josh, and myself. I mean, we were, you know, selling books, selling art. People were showing so much interest in the work that, you know, it just wasn't lip service. It was people actually out there, getting into it and admiring all the hard work that we put into, our crafts. So, it was just one of those things where, I had my wife with me and everything, and she was enjoying the success and everything. And that's what it's all about when everybody can come together. And as I stated earlier, it was just one of those cons where everybody just seemed to be harmonious. And it's such a tough find because there's always usually that one or two people that are, belly aching about this, that, or the other, man. Everybody was just, having a good time. I did miss old David Fights, though. So, Fights, if you're out there listening, buddy, we missed you. We know you was doing your duty as an emergency responder and everything, and you couldn't get off of work, but we did miss you, buddy. And fantastic show. Had a blast. Love to do it again. Looking forward to the 17th.
Oh, I am, too. Thanks a lot. I appreciate those remarks. Yes, it will be a lot of fun. And, in fact, we probably ought to get Dave because he leads that Star Trek fan group. We ought to get Dave here on Comic-Con Stars one night because I'd like for him to tell us a little bit more about what they do. It's so very much in keeping with what we do. So I can put him on the list to give him a call and have him join
I
think he's become pretty integral. And honestly, if you know the story of how we got him,
started with a handshake.
I poached him from a different con.
Well, thank you, Todd.
Dave remembers where we were when I came up and I said, yeah. Dave, you got to check this one out.
Yeah, we're not going to mention, but who it was, but nevertheless, Yeah, and you know, a lot of times you guys have heard me say it, it might not be a moneymaker, but make sure it's a handshaker. That's the hidden, you know, when people first break into the business of, you know, doing art or writing or singing or whatever and going to these shows, all of them walk in there with the preconceived notion they're going to be walking out with bills falling out of their pockets. That can be no further from the truth. And when you go to these shows, the biggest thing is shaking hands and making contacts, making fans and all that jazz. And, yeah, Todd was doing his usual business as working the room, so to speak. And next thing you know, he walks up to me and says, "Hey, met this guy out here, talked to him for a minute. You mind talking to him?" And, yeah, the rest is history. So it goes back to what I'm saying. Had it not been for Todd shaking hands with that gentleman, we would not have had one more addition to the family like that.
Well, that's great. Thanks, Todd, very, very much. Good things work out for good people. We try to make them do that.
Papa Stroh, you know what? If you don't mind me saying before we turn it over to Stroh, hey, big thanks to Josh though. You know, Josh for hosting everything the way he did.
Alexander.
Gee, yeah. Thanks, Dave. That was what I was going to say.
My bad.
Just like that committee today.
You've run over your time. Time's up.
All right, Dave.
Dave, we'll
turn it over to Papa Stroh now.
And please continue thought.
I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. That was a complete joke anyway on television. Like, good Lord, like a circus. But as far as the Comic Con goes, as my illustrious brother Dave mentioned, hats off to Joshua Alexander for making everything possible for the cosplay. Thank you to Simon Noel doing the cosplay as well. As well as all the great cosplayers as part of the cosplay contest. Alexander for bringing the TARDIS in, which is always phenomenal, which we'll be seeing for sure at the Steambook Mid-Atlantic coming up soon.
Uh-huh.
Thanks to all the crew, the Star Trek U.S. Enterprise that were there, even the one that bent over, you can see Uranus from afar. It gave a whole new meaning to Bowling Go when no one's gone before. But as far as all the cosplayers and everybody involved, hats off to Dave Atwell, the Lessies, and everyone, Dr. John, and everybody involved for making this thing happen. And I pretty sure reiterated what I was saying before. Thank you for everybody that helped advertise it, plugged it. WITN TV, thank you to them. Thank you to Twin Peaks. Thank you to Sprint of Jacksonville, Second and Charles, The Globe, as we mentioned earlier, Red Carpet Inn for hosting the event for us, and everyone involved. The whole thing was such a pleasure to be a part of.
Well, we thank you for being there, Papa Stroh. It was so good seeing you in your hometown, and that's what's important. So that was really, really wonderful. Todd, what you?
To me, it's always going to be about the people. And I realized last week when you asked me about like one of the pictures you guys wanted me to take, it's and they're always spur of moment things. The smiles that you see with the families. One of my favorite moments, and my favorite moments are myriad. It's just, I remember seeing a family, three generations of a family, and they were at the inaugural Jacksonville Comic Con. And I noticed the cosplayers have not fallen off from the first one. Good grief, Jacksonville brings out cosplayers. But the smiles when they were over there with the big robot guy, who is it? We got the two brothers that work the that do the photo booth with the Autobot guy? Who are all the Autobots? Transformers with the Transformer dude.
Oh. Okay, yeah, Rocky.
Right.
Rocky, Big Rock.
So we had the grandkid, we had mom, and we had grandma there. And I, to this day, I couldn't tell you who had the biggest smile when they were going over there. And that's one of those moments that you take away from the Comic-Con, seeing those kind of smiles that absolutely, you know, and it's, they're not hiding anything. They are, I mean, when there's that kind of happiness and everybody is digging something that much, it's huge. The other thing, and you guys know me, I'm 10% senti and 90% mental. It's all about the people. It's when you go in there and somebody comes in, or you get over to somebody's booth and you're greeted with a hug. There, you know, there ain't no picture ever say it right. That's just the way it is. There was I was so happy to be watching Papa Stroh's live as he was walking the room and getting people, and I'm seeing him go by, and I'm like, dude, I know that one, you know, as he goes past the booth and that kind of thing. And then it wasn't long after that I know that my son had the one day off, was planning to go fishing. Nope, he didn't do it. Him and his fiance Casey showed up there, and I get a photo from one of my favorite authors. I won't mention his name, but his initials are Dave Atwell. And it was Dave was sending a selfie with my son and his fiance Casey in the picture. You know, hey, look who came up to the booth. That's beyond great. And then a little later in the day, I got a message on Facebook from Chrissy Lessie saying she missed me. You know, missed me being there. That's, you know, that's what some of those great moments. I wasn't even there, and still you guys made, as a group, even outside of our little Comic-Con Stars family, it's just the Comic-Con community had me very much included.
We don't want you to leave us, even though you're at our outpost. I kind of envision you as being the guy in Antarctica at that outpost thing from another world is, and so we're hoping the thing doesn't come get you. But you're kind of like the guy out there in the snow in Antarctica in our outpost. So that's kind of neat. Well, thanks a lot. That was a really.
I keep thinking I'm that guy at the one of those SETI type places where suddenly I get a response and I'm like, wait a minute, where the hell's the book? Now what am I supposed to do?
Now SETI
it just got real. Search for it, right? Search for extraterrestrial intelligence. Yep. Yeah, I'm the guy out there with the thing, and I'm like, oh crap, where's the SOP for getting a response on first contact?
Well, I don't know that it was
yes.
First contact, but it would.
No,
it would.
Oh, we can save that conversation for another night because that's a very real conversation.
Yes, it's certainly a sobering concept and a sobering conversation, so that will be great. All right, now, Papa Stroh, we have not, because I have been Mr. Carolina Caricatures on the boardwalk for the last 4 or 5 days, and that's all I've been able to do to get everybody organized is we have a new location, the Boulevard Bonanza, which is the old pavilion amusement park location. We're now there as well. So would you fill us in? I haven't had a chance to look, but fill us in on what happened Saturday night at UPWA Pro Wrestling in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Oh, well, it was a great event. Many great matches, solid card all the way around, and things are really stepping up for the August event coming up for UPWA, which I have an upcoming cage match with the heavyweight champion LA Tank, and we saw the return of the Gorilla Squad. Team Sexy was there. Some of the just like some of the top stars from UPWA were there on hand. It was a really good, great show, good turnout, like I mentioned, and they're looking forward to the upcoming show in August, which is shaping up pretty nicely, and the big announcement soon on the actual date for the cage match with the LA Tank and myself for the title. So, really, really good show and really good turnout Saturday night.
You know, we've had LA on Comic-Con Stars before. He is one heck of a good guy.
And, so, it was a really good show, and thank you to all attended and turned out for that great event.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Man, another cage matcher. Stro, I was there for your last cage match. You did that with Michael Mosley. Good grief. That's something I don't think you could pay me enough for. Just saying. I've done some crazy stuff for not a lot of money over the years.
Oh my God, you're kidding. That's I've been in every type of match you can think of. Cage matches, barbed wire. I was even in a match where there were explosions outside the ring. Jeez. But Texas Death, street fights. Just flip a coin. I mean, because it's you name it. But that's just the pro wrestling business for you. I mean, if anything to entertain our audience and our people, you know, that's what we do. You know, as the saying goes, the show must go on.
It really must. And if you want to get that one exactly right, when Vader got his eye almost put out in that match with Otsko, I talked about it on your show with Stan Lariat Hansen. I mean, you talk about keeping letting the match go on. That's probably one of the greatest examples of that. And you know, those guys are super pros.
Well, Vader was also involved when Cactus Jack lost his ear in Germany. Mick Foley. So
wow,
the late Vader, the late great Van Vader, has seen a lot through his career. God rest his soul.
All of you guys have it's priceless memorabilia. I'll tell you what, I'm going to acknowledge that I don't know that story about exactly how Foley lost his ear and Vader being there. Papa Stro, as we're waiting on Ron, would you mind relaying that story? Because I'd like to hear it. Would you mind doing that?
Well, with the match he had with Vader, somehow or another, Mick Foley's head got caught between the ropes, and the ropes twisted. And as he flipped over the ropes, and the top and middle rope twisted over his head, the pressure of the rope ripped his ear off. Literally.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
So you mean it was kind of like a normal, not that any of that stuff can really qualify as normal. So it was just kind of like an up and over or through the ropes, and it went awry in a bad way?
Yeah, where his head intertwined between the ropes as he was going over the top. And when it got stuck in between the ropes, the pressure of the ropes rubbing against his head as his body was having momentum going over the top, that pretty much did the trick. So, but yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Mick talks about it. Mick talks about in his book, if you guys got any copies of some of his books, he talks about that incident overseas.
What's funny is he said he was in a hospital in Germany when he woke up. He was laying there on his back, and the German nurse had a Ziploc bag with his ear in it. And she says, "Oh, you're not going to be needing this anymore," and threw it in the garbage can.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nothing like having a body part tossed out, you know?
To see that man is walking is just a pure miracle. Let's put it that way. All the stuff he's been through.
Oh yeah.
That's just Mick Foley's. That's just Mick Foley's career alone. Not to mention everybody else's.
Yeah, you cats are a special kind of crazy, and you know that's you know my tribe's kind of crazy, so it's man, but I love you guys. I love you, but y'all are a special kind of crazy.
you have to be in this business.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
Funny how we end up all together on the same damn podcast. What's that say
ain't
about crazy?
Ain't it though?
Yeah. And, you know, oddly enough, speaking on the whole Comic-Con family thing, the way I had gotten in contact with John was a phone call. And the first time I spoke to Dr. John, we were on the phone for, I know a good 2 hours, talking about everything from the con business to writing to horror flicks and everything. And then, of course, it was probably 6 weeks later, he comes walking by and says, "Hey, I'm John Stamey." And, of course, Stroh was right across from me. And, yeah, at that point, it was only about, a couple weeks later when we did Cape Fear. And I remember going home and telling my wife, I said, that's probably the most well-organized and, again, harmonious Comic-Cons I've ever been to. You know what I mean? Where everybody just, everything fell into place. And the rest is history. And I certainly cherish the friendship we share here.
Dave, this is Dr. John. My call dropped. I'm back. Now, all I got to say is this. You said something that's not exactly correct. You said, how well organized. Now that you and Papa Stroh have seen me, you know that there's just no way you can count on what's going to happen. And so if someone says it's not well organized, it's like, wow, here we are flying around trying to make everything work. And then all of a sudden people show up at the door and you look at your phone and you say, oh, my goodness, it's 10 o'clock.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Organized chaos counts.
Yeah, I get it.
You fake it well.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I know. I had a nice remark from a fellow who's a friend of mine was talking about what a great job and how well organized and how easy everything looked. And I thought to myself, buddy, if you only knew. Now I'm gonna tell you what. I'm so glad I got back on. I'm sure that Ron. I sent Ron Rossman a text. You guys probably saw it. I'm sure he's hung up in his table read. So, Papa Stroh, why don't you tell us, without giving anything away, what we need to know, because it's high noon on Sunday for the finale of Dusk, right?
Yeah. And I'm still not giving you spoilers, sorry.
Oh, there we go. Actually, so you don't want to give away a spoiler.
No,
that's exactly right.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
No. But I will tell you this. As far as what's going to go down at this season finale, things are really heating up, and it's to the point where certain supernatural phenomena, where they're going to have to choose sides. One for good intentions, one that aren't, and it really depends on your interpretation of good intentions, if you will. So this season pretty much really makes you think about things.
I'm digging it. The
what?
Oh,
sounds
man,
great.
I've got to watch some of the shows, and I know I'm going to have to take. I know I'm going to have to take a day to catch up on the Dust series, man. But
you catch up on
and I'll let you know, Casey is digging it. Oh, we're well aware that it's all there on the casebook because I can't plug my future daughter-in-law Casey enough, but she's another one that loves watching the series, and we had that discussion Sunday night about. We got to take the time to sit down and catch up on Dusk because we fell behind and we are not liking falling behind.
And just so you know, to catch up on episodes, folks, and the ones that are listening, You can go to their Facebook page at facebook.com/dusk, D-U-S-K series, form info. And it's a very interesting, it's been a very interesting season. Dusk, pleasure to be part of it, starring as the chief. And I'll just leave it at that for you guys to enjoy it. And I'm sure Ron will give you a little bit more insight when he gets on here in a few. But just when you go check out the episodes, just brace yourself for a very interesting story. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, that sounds great. Well, what I think I would like to do is if Ron doesn't make it tonight, because I am certain the Dusk series is going to have a long, prosperous, and exciting run. I want to try to find some time where I can get you, Papa Stro, and Ron on prior to Sunday morning, even if we just do a little 10-minute Comic-Con Star special and post the link up on the website, because I'd just like to have some comments from you, the star, and Ron, the producer-director, before you hit this finale. I think it would be great. And I know that at 12 o'clock noon, at about 11:45, I will be sharing whatever the promo post that he's got. I'll be sharing that all over my Comic-Con network, from Cape Fear to Steampunk Mid-Atlantic to everywhere, so that people can go see what great things are happening with Dusk. And I think that's important, really, to help promote that. So just know that Sunday morning prior to high noon, I'll be firing that out on all cylinders. We want everyone to watch Dusk, and I will be there. And will you be doing? I know that you have normally been doing an After Dusk show. Are there? Can you let us know if there are any plans for that on Sunday?
As far as I know, the After Dusk are usually aimed for around 4 p.m. that evening for those Sundays. So as far as I know, that it should be around 4, the After Dusk specials.
Okay, great.
Nice.
Again, that's very important for all the fans and everything. To get to talk to you to you folks who have put Dusk on, and it's just really wonderful. So I think we've got a great thing going here in the Carolinas, Comic-Con Stars, and we're glad to promote the Dusk series starring Papa Stro and a lot of our other friends who've been at our Comic-Con. So I think that's a good thing. So I'd say probably it looks like Ron won't make it, but Papa Stro, I will speak to Ron. I'm sure he'll call in later tonight or in the morning. And I'll see when he's available and see when you'd be available. And we can at least do a 10 or 15-minute special show to post on Comic-Con Stars, because I want when Dusk becomes a household name, I want everyone to know Comic-Con Stars was right there with him and his star, Papa Stro. Does that sound okay, Papa Stro?
Sounds great.
Good, good.
And by all means, make sure you shotgun that message, brother.
Oh yeah, I'll be sure to post that, and everybody will see it. So I guess.
Well, what I'm getting at is, I'll have time.
Do what? What did you say, Todd?
I'm fairly sure I'll have time, and I'll be glad if nothing else, you know, jump on and provide some support.
Great. Well, yeah. Well, 12 o'clock.
I would be honored to.
And Dave, hopefully, if you're not helping everybody run the business that you where you make a good living, hopefully you can be there with us at 12 o'clock noon on Sunday to watch cheer on Papa Stro, Ronald Rossman, James Hurley, and the whole Cassie Page and the whole cast of Dusk. So Dave, we'll talk about that, and hopefully the Comic-Con Stars, we can do a little something right before Dusk. We'll see what we can do, because the series, the last episode of season 2 is very important for our buddy Ron. And I know that I will be at the Carolina Fan Expo with Ron and with Papa Stro. That will be on Papa Stro. That's October 13th, correct?
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, good. Well, we'll all be there and look forward to it. So I guess what we'll do is we'll wrap up with our plugs for the evening, as I've learned from WCW Retro. And in terms of plugs, I'm going to start with that author, David Atwell. What you got to plug?
Oh, man. Again, the shows that we carried on about all show long about the success and everything. Support your local cons. I know the big ones are out there, but I'm telling you, these smaller cons are a lot more personal. The experience is a lot better.
Sure.
Economically speaking, it's a whole heck of a lot more cost efficient. And I tell you, you never can tell. I'm speaking with Josh Mayers tonight. And, you know, I told him, I says, you know, it was just 2 years ago that me and him was shaking hands at the job. And, you know, here I am just meeting this young man. And his art's hanging up all over the building. And, you know, here I am, the new boss in town. I walk in and I take this piece of art and I threw it at him. And I says, is this yours? He said, yes, sir. I says, you littered the whole building with this? He says, yes, sir. I says, good. You know what you're going to do next, right? He says, yes, sir. I'm going to take them down. I said, that's absolutely correct. And I says, you know what you're going to do afterwards? And he says, well, I'm going to throw them in the trash. I said, no, you're not. I said, you're going to bring them right here, and I'm going to take pictures of them, and I'm going to post them online, share them with all my friends, because you're wasting a lot of time by hanging them up on the walls of this building. You need to get this work out there. And, you know, here it is 2 years later, this young man is accidentally selling art, and, man, it does my heart good. So, yeah, support your local Comic-Cons, because you never can tell when you're going to meet the next Josh Mayers. And, you know, when this young man is doing stellar stuff, you had the pleasure of talking to him when he was, you know, just getting his wind in the sails. So, yeah. Excellent. Thank you again for everybody for attending and participating. It was fantastic. So there is my plug for the week. Yeehaw.
Nice.
Well, thank you. And I will tell everybody that you will meet another Josh by Josh Alexander. Gosh, everybody's named Josh today. But Josh Rick
Absolutely.
Did the Gomez and Morticia poster. He will be doing the Cape Fear Comic-Con poster. So he's an up-and-coming, excellent, excellent artist. He'll be there at Cape Fear. You'll be able to get to meet him, see some of his work. So that's what we do, along with have a good time and see our friends. We get to meet these great new artists. So, Todd, what you got to plug tonight?
Actually, Dave kind of inspired me on this one. He talked about being introduced to you, and you know, talk about your support. You're running all these Comic-Cons. You're bringing me into Comic-Con stars. Is about a year and a half, 2 years ago, we were doing a I went to go support Papa Stro. They were doing a viewing of a movie, an independent movie that he was in, and we were at the tattoo parlor there on 17th, or on Route 17.
Yeah.
And we were taking a pause for the calls there in the middle of the show, and you guys were talking about some Comic-Con stars things and going into wanting to find a different subject. And I threw out the word harp, and I watched Dr. John's ears perk up. And I think that's a particular moment I got on his radar. Didn't see him again for a number of months. We were at a wrestling event. Again, supporting Papa Stro. We were at the not at the National Guard Armory, where most of the events go for the UPWA. We're at the I think it's a multiple branch for the reserves there, and ran into Dr. John again, and I had my son with me, and we started talking about the Wilmington Con, and he gave us passes for that. So I show up at the Wilmington Con. Grateful for the passes. He let us go in. We got in early, and we're, you know, of course, sitting there and talking with Dave and Stro and Chrissy Lessie and some others. And about an hour and a half later, you were like, hey, would you mind watching this booth for me? Or actually, you had me make sure somebody got to their right seat. Then you had me watch a booth. And next thing I know, I was working the gate. And as Dave said, that started Yuki going, are you ready yet? Every half hour. And somehow or other, I ended up here. That's just kind of the way stuff happened.
It does.
And it's a true story. You can't make this up. It was, and it's a blast. I wouldn't trade that crap for nothing.
Well, good. Well, we're so glad to have you. Trust me, we got to have another talk about HARP soon. And speaking of HARP, thank
oh,
you.
Oh, more stuff.
And speaking of HARP, there's an episode on YouTube that I've got to watch because Jesse Ventura on that paranormal show, that investigation show he had, they did an episode on HARP. And I wouldn't have ever
seen
had
it.
Anyone. Yeah, I want to see it. And I guess what I was going to say is I wouldn't know some things about Jesse Ventura and some other great wrestlers. I would have not met the great Ivan Koloff. I wouldn't have met L.A. Tank. I wouldn't have met so many people had it not been for the one and only Papa Stroh. So, Papa Stroh, leading into what you got to plug tonight.
Well, tomorrow night I'm going to be in Shenandoah Junction, West Virginia, for a 7:15 p.m. event show for the Outlaw Wrestling promotion. Looking forward to seeing everybody in Shenandoah Junction in West Virginia tomorrow night. And then Saturday night I will be returning to Championship Pro Wrestling at Piedmont Home Fest in Piedmont, West Virginia. And that will be a 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Bell Time show. Of course, we mentioned the final episode of Season 2 of The Dusk will be Sunday at noon, the After Dusk being at 4 p.m. on their Facebook page, facebook.com/DUSKSeries. And for also Steampunk Mid-Atlantic, coming up 21st and 22nd of July, Ramada Blue Ridge. Looking forward to be part of that as well. And for all the latest on TV, wrestling, and film, go to my official website, destro.com. Also has merchandise from sale as well on Twitter at @signdestro, Instagram at Stro Maestro, and on Facebook at Stro the Maestro.
All righty, everybody, check those out. It's going to be it's great to have you, Pop Stro, with us. It's been a lot of fun. We've had Jacksonville. We're looking forward to Steampunk Mid-Atlantic. The only thing, not only, but it's very important, next week, Comic-Con Stars will present the Steampunk Mid-Atlantic preview show starring Stephen Chapman, world-famous steampunk author, maker, and he runs the Splendid Teapot Racing all over the world. He's the man. And so Stephen is a super guy. He was going to be one of the stars of Steampunk Mid-Atlantic last year and ended up having to have a surgery on that day, the day before. So we gave him a hall pass, and he is back, and we're looking forward to having him along with Papa Stroh, Brett King, Alex Baker, and Alex will be one of our guests next week. So I will do my homework. I'll get a hold of Ron Rossman, and I will see if we can do a Comic-Con Stars special. Papa Stroh, I'll coordinate that with you. I want to make sure that we support the Dusk series, and hopefully he'll share the link to that out for everybody before the big event happens, Sunday, 12 o'clock noon, Dusk series at Facebook. So thanks, everybody, for listening in. Thanks to my Comic-Con Stars family right here, Papa Stroh, Dave Atwell, Todd, and we're going to have a great time. We've got good things coming up, and look forward to seeing everybody as soon as we can. So signing off from the boardwalk of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, the fun and fun capital of the world. This is Dr. John. It's been great tonight hanging out with my friends, and we'll see you next week on Comic-Con Stars, and we'll see you sooner than later at a Force Be With You near you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Good night, everybody. Be safe. And happy